keep me from flying. Wings don't fail me now. Wings don't fail me now. It's a leap of faith. Leave it up to grace. No more counting down the days till I fly.
Canadian powerhouse blues performer Matt Anderson returns to the Hillside Festival this year. Matt released his latest album, Weightless, this past February. Matt is currently on the summer festival circuit in North America before heading to Europe for a tour of the UK, Ireland, and the Netherlands this fall. We caught up with him at home in New Brunswick. So it's great to talk to you today, Matt.
Thanks very much for having me.
You will be back at the Hillside Festival this year. I know you have been one of the standout performers each time you've been to Hillside before. What I'd like to do at the start of this interview is talk about playing live, but specifically about the Hillside experience, because consistently when I've talked to people about Matt Anderson being at Hillside, one of the things they talk about is how amazing the live performance was. And perhaps I'll give you a chance just to talk about your memories of Hillside.
My Hillside experience, I'm trying to think. I definitely remember the one afternoon, I guess the biggest crowd I had for sure was the lake tent, I think, the one right down by the water.
The lake tent, yeah.
Yeah, and it just started to pour rain. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, many people knew who I was. The tent was being jammed full because it was a dry place to be. And, so it was kind of like the weather was on my side, really. So the tent ended up being full for my whole set, and it was great. You know, it was just kind of like the vibe in the room. It just got really positive, you know, more and more supportive. You know, the more people were in attendance, you know, everybody was up on their feet. And it was just, you know, it made me feel pretty good. Because, you know, I sandwiched between, you know, two bands that seemed to be having lots of, you know, really great response from the crowd. So it's always a little bit intimidating to go through with the guitar. But, yeah, you know, it was where the Hillside folks were great to me.
Now, one of the interesting things about your career is I think that you pretty much started off playing cover versions in bands. Isn't that how you got into music?
Yeah, just, you know, as a music fan, really, you know, I played a lot of pub music. Just, you know, that's how I made my living at first. Playing music was just, you know, playing the pubs and playing the bars and floating around doing that kind of stuff. And eventually kind of got sick of playing Brown Eyed Girl and Mustang Sally all night and wanting, you know, a bit more of a longevity of it and a little more sanity, I think. So that's why I started writing my own stuff.
The Weightless album, which is your most recent album that came out earlier this year, is interesting because you collaborated with a lot of other songwriters on this album. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I wanted to, just out of necessity, I have to do all my writing pretty close to each other. I'm on the road, still pretty steady, playing lots of shows, so that eats up most of my time. So when it comes time to write, I have to kind of do all my writing in little spurts, in a pretty condensed time. So it, I find when I do that, if I'm writing by myself, I can kind of borrow from myself too much and start to rip off my own ideas a little bit. So I wanted to write with other people to keep, make sure I didn't do that, to get some other influence in there. And I find for myself too, I get better songs when I write with somebody else. You get to pull on each other's strengths and pull each other's opinions too. You can bounce it off two different heads instead of just one.
The people that you are worked with on the last album, we've got Joel Plaskett in there. We've got David Miles, Dave Gunning, another Atlantic Canada artist. And then Hamilton's Tom Wilson's in there. Can you talk about the process you go through under those circumstances?
Yeah, I wrote with Tom Wilson and Susie Vinnick. They're the only people I wrote with who weren't from the East Coast. And, everybody I wrote with, they're probably people I've been friends with for a long time. We're really good, friends on and off stage. So it's I'm kind of lucky that I've got some pretty talented friends. So, with Tom and Susie, I wrote with them in the same weekend. I was on tour in Toronto, or in Ontario, sorry, and then I had a gig and I pulled into Tom's place one afternoon and, stayed with him for a night and then we wrote some songs and the next day I drove into Susie's and did the same thing. We just kind of hung out, had supper together, did what friends do, and then instead of watching TV or something like that, we wrote some songs. So it was, pretty natural, none of that awkward, trying to get to know each other first, trying to figure out, you're going to offend somebody if you say something wrong in a song or something like that, or have a different idea. And so that was really great. It was like that with everybody. Dave Gunning came to my place. We wrote two songs one night, and we just sat around and had steak and sat in the hot tub. It was pretty relaxed.
We mentioned the fact that you really wanted to focus more on the songwriting. I think that also meant there was probably less emphasis on the guitar solos that really, because of your live work, and has become what you've been known for. Was that a deliberate intent to actually try and move away from that a little bit?
Just for the album, really. I still love doing that kind of stuff solo. With the band, it can turn into a little bit of I call it a wank fest. It's just too much guitar all the time sometimes can distract what's going on a little bit. And I've kind of just curved my life a little bit that way, too. There's still some songs that, I focus on the guitar a lot, but I've made it more of a secondary thing to my voice in the songs.
I'm curious as to whether that is noticeable for the audience, the fact that you're, trying to move in a direction that brings the songs out more and less weighted on the guitar performance?
The guitar is still a pretty prominent part. I don't dumb it down or anything. I shorten the solos from 4 minutes to, 3 minutes maybe, something like that. It's not the big drastic move. I haven't heard anybody saying they wish I played more guitar, I guess, by the end of the show, especially when it's just me and the guitar.
When you come to Hillside, is that going to be a band show or is that going to be you by yourself?
That's going to be a band show. We've got about 10 shows or so through the summer with a band. It's a band called the Metal Towns from Halifax, and they're a great funk soul band. They've been together for years, and so there's going to be a 10-piece band. A big change for me, four horns, a couple guitar players, bass, drums, and keys, and a couple of guys sing. So it's a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun going back playing shows that I've done solo for years, different festivals I've played solo, and going back in with the band. It's pretty exciting for me.
And the music you're playing, is that going to be predominantly from Weightless, or can we expect some of the classics? Your album before Weightless was the wonderful Coal Mining Blues that you did with Colin Lindham, which I absolutely love as well. I'm just wondering how you, what songs you put in the live show these days.
Mixing. With the live band, with the band, we're doing a mix of, of old tunes, some different covers that I've always wanted to do, that kind of stuff, and it's... it's a lot of fun. It's kind of bringing a new life to a lot of tunes that I've played, for the last 6 months, from Weightless, all solo, as well as from Coal Mine and Blues, and Live from the Phoenix, tunes that I've played for years, really, I guess, doing the solo things. It kind of breathes a lot of new life into a lot of those songs.
And I have to ask you about Ain't No Sunshine, because people have asked me whether that's a song that still appears in the live set. Do you still play that?
No, I haven't played that one for a long time. I was going to put that one on the shelf. But every once in a while, it depends where I am, if I'm in the right mood to play that one. But for the most part, it kind of sits back in the... it's a YouTube song, I guess. That's where I send people to hear that one.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. When they look you up on YouTube and then they see it and they said, oh, man, when is he going to play that live as well? Now, we mentioned Colin Linden's name. I was curious because you I think you've done two albums with Mike Stevens on harmonica, who I absolutely love. Are there plans for any other collaborations like that?
No, I mean, I've just been focusing on the tour lately, you know, just been on the road pretty steady since we put Weightless out, and, you know, I'm always open to those kind of things. You know, I don't try to, I don't hunt them out, you know, when they happen organically are the ones I like the most, I guess, really.
You're heading to Europe this fall. You're going to be in the UK and Ireland, and then I think in the Netherlands. Have you had a chance to tour Europe a lot? I mean, my sense is that you've gone from being an artist, you're well known in the Maritimes. I think you've now got Canada covered. I'm curious as to, you know, how you go over in Europe these days.
I've been going to the UK for a few years now. Things are getting, you know, on a steady climb there. And this will be my second trip into Europe. I've done, this last year, my first tour was pretty heavy in the Netherlands, a little bit in Germany and Switzerland. But this time we're focusing just on a pretty solid week, it looks like, of going through the Netherlands. So it's going to be... it's going to be great. Looking like I've got a few of the same gigs I played before and a few new ones, so it's pretty fun to go over there. Yeah, it's nice. A lot of people over there, they really give you the music before you show up. You know, they hunt you out on YouTube. They buy the music before you get there, so it's kind of like playing to old fans for the first time.
It must be exciting from a live performer.
It is, yeah. It's nice to have people aware of what you're doing and excited about you being there, and it's a lot of fun. You know, the language barrier sometimes can be tough. It changes the show a little bit because, you know, stage banter really doesn't mean anything at all, so you kind of have to find other ways to get your stories across. But, you know, I love it over there. They're really, really great music fans.
Live performance, is that what you get the most pleasure from, or do you also find a great deal of satisfaction, you know, being in the studio, you know, working on new songs?
I love working on new songs. You know, it's really nice having that, you know, something new to come into your catalog. And, you know, I love being in the studio. It's a different kind of creative process, a little more thought out, which is kind of nice, you know, bouncing off with the producer, you know, other musicians, and having the chance to think stuff out is pretty fun. But if I had to choose one or the other, it would definitely be, you know, being on live stage. You know, you can't really beat the energy you get from, you know, playing in front of live people.
Yeah. We've mentioned Weightless. Obviously, it's the new album. It's certainly, I mean, still just a matter of months since it came out. Working with a lot of other songwriters, I may be a little early to even ask this question, but I'm going to do anyway. Future plans, other ideas, or perhaps people you want to record with, or other ideas for your music going forward?
Yeah, really, I've been focusing quite a bit on just putting the new album out there. Yeah, we're going to a lot of new territories, lots more in the States and that kind of stuff. So I've been focusing on that. And, you know, it's still when I'm home, so I'm working on the guitar stuff and making sort of those songs and translating well from the band to the solo show. But, yeah, you know, I'm always open to... you know, when I meet new people, I'm always thinking, you know, this person is great to work with, and this person is great to work with. Nothing I've actually lined up yet, but I'd love to work with Colin again, too. You know, it was so fun working with him and writing with him, and working with Steve Berlin, too, who did Weightless. You know, it was a real treat to work with him, and those guys are, you know, people are really happy that I've kind of got my circle of people I can call on. So, yeah, I'm just open to new ideas right now. Not formulating anything yet, though.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. A couple of things I'd like to do. If people want to learn more about your music, how should they do that?
stubbyfingers.ca.
Now, Stubby Fingers, did people think that you weren't going to be able to play guitar well because of that? I'm assuming we are talking about your Stubby Fingers.
The first band I was in, we were just a pub duo. We went by Stubby Fingers because we both had chubby little hands, and it was a lot of fun, and I just hung on to the name when I started doing my own thing.
Well, it's a neat name for a website. We've got time for another song from your album, Weightless. What would you like us to play?
I'll do the one I wrote with Keith Mullins, Let You Down.
That's great. Well, I'm going to get you to introduce that, and I wanted to thank you, Matt, for spending the time to talk to us today. We're looking forward to seeing you again at the Hillside Festival.
Sounds great. Yeah, this is Matt Anderson, and you're listening to Let You Down.
On Folk Roots Radio. That's great, Matt. Have a great day. I give you everything I have. To give, I am yours.
shore.